This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1560. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 13th, Radio Australia renovated, Bulgaria testing, English from Egypt, Iran, Mexico, Mongolia, Taiwan, Vatican. More news from Albania, Antarctica, Australia, Bolivia, Central African Republic, Ethiopia, Guatemala, Netherlands, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Sarawak, Sudan, UK, USA, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Since April 1st, All India Radio has been interfering with Radio Tirana, Albania, on what had been a clear frequency for its North American broadcasts in English, at 1845 to 19 and 20 to 2030 UT, except on Sundays. That's 13640. Although India has been requested to move, there's no sign of any action, so we expect that Radio Tirana will have to move to another frequency in the 13 megahertz band for those two English transmissions. As soon as that's confirmed, you will read about it in DX Listening Digest. We reported last week that LRA 36 Antarctica was finally heard back on the air, April 6th on 15476. However, it was gone again the following week. We check for it every weekday morning, and others have been looking for it too. Roberto Scaglione in Sicily has someone who contacts the station directly. On April 7th, he said they had damage to their antenna, which had been solved, and they were on the air only on FM, and then with trouble to the shortwave transmitter, which they hoped to solve in a few hours, but apparently they did not. Finally, on April 12th, at a time outside their expected schedule, 2035 UT, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in São Paulo State, Brazil, was hearing 15476 with Argentine folk music. No announcements, however. The signal was fading down by 2047 and heard only until 2102. The next day, Bruce Winkleman in Tulsa, Oklahoma, was hearing it at 1206 to 1215 UT. Pop music at a nice but not strong level. Surely that station on its unique frequency. And Tony Ward in Ontario was also getting it April 13th at 1230 UT tune-in, but they left the air suddenly at 1250. Meanwhile, he did get a bearing on them at 170 degrees. My bad luck, I did not tune in the frequency that day until 1257, and of course I heard nothing, although I kept checking during the following hour. And another report from Roberto Scaglione. He says they're having some trouble every week. This time it's a power problem, which had not been totally solved, but they hoped to be on the air on a regular schedule starting April 14th, if nothing else goes wrong, between 1230 and 1500 UT. Radio Nacional, Arcangel San Gabriel, Antarctica, 15476. Here's more about Aussie Radio, the new low-power station near Sydney on 5050. Ron Howard in California reports hearing it April 7th at 0943 to 1030 with easy-listening instrumental music and some announcements. But interference from China was increasing after 1030 UT. He then got a reply from Ian Baxter, who can hear it anytime near Sydney. He's not actually with the station, but he made an unofficial EQSL since he was sure from Ron's report that Ron had picked it up. And he says the call sign is Victor Kilo Delta Niner 63. No wonder they call it Aussie Radio for short. He said they don't have live announcers. Programming is 100% automated. Time announcements and news feeds are current but automated, and there were no station IDs at that time. The dipole transmission antenna, 13 meters above ground. He suggested to the owner to get it up and away from obstructions, and he says it's now getting out with good local reports over eastern Australia and now making it as far as the USA. An anonymous contributor in New Zealand also tells us he or she heard it on April 9th between 07:55 and 08:07, announcing, "We play the best Australian country music and 100% Australian classics." Ron Howard says it was off the air April 8th, but back on the air April 9th, heard from 9:56 to 10:26 UT, but not as well as on the 7th. And even more info about this later from Ian Baxter in New South Wales as of April 10th. He says 3210 is also transmitting in parallel to 5050. I believe that 3210 recommenced on April 9th. Now definitely IDing as Aussie Radio, according to the owner himself, playing Aussie music mix from as far back as the 60s. And on April 12th, he says there's a third frequency yet to commence, 2355. That and 5050 will be used for Aussie Radio, 50s, 60s, and 70s music, along with local news and info, while Craig is currently building a higher gain antenna for 5050, which caused it to be off the air briefly. It's hoped the new antenna will provide better daytime reception. And a new shortwave transmitter is being built for 2355, which will be used for local nighttime reception of the Aussie Music Service. 3210 will eventually be used for a Bible reading religious service to reach suburban areas. As of 0712 UT April 12th, all three frequencies were off the air. It might be a while before normal transmissions and programming commence or progress beyond the testing phase. But Ian says it seems like things are going well for Craig's new venture with Aussie Radio. That, of course, still remains a DX challenge to pick up due to the low power, but we still have Radio Australia easy to pick up. Unfortunately, it's been just going through a dumbing down. One of the few bright spots on our shortwave dial in the mornings here has been Radio Australia, with a variety of intellectually stimulating, or at least meaningful, feature programs, mainly from the domestic ABC network, between 13 and 15 UT. But as of April 11th, I'm hearing something else. A YLDJ jabbering about local times in various Pacific and Asian cities where they have FM relays. No more innovation. No more big ideas. No more late night live. That's before 13 UT. It used to be on Radio Australia. An excellent discussion show. They put up their new program schedule at www.radioaustralia.net. Check the program guide, and it shows much of their time is now devoted to what they call live talk. The official term for this revolting development is not dumbing down, but renovating. You can also read about that at /renovate on www.radioaustralia.net.au. In the Internet Radio Group, John Filiozzi tries to explain this. RA has been doing a lot of research into what works and doesn't in their target areas. The use of Radio National and other domestic network content was always seen as a stopgap measure, until RA had the resources to once again support its entire 24-hour schedule, which it did at one time. It has steadily cut back on domestic content as it has expanded its homegrown product. It will still use a few programs from Radio National. The renovation is intended to cut out an identity for the station, allowing it to effectively compete with audiences in its target areas, Asia and the Pacific. Another Bolivian shortwave station goes inactive in favor of medium wave. Henrik Clements in Sweden reports that Radio Nacional Huanuni on 5965 variable, according to an interview with its manager, is now on medium wave 1260, but is studying the possibility of resuming short wave. It was last reported in December. Ivo Ivanov, frequency manager at Radio Bulgaria, is asking for reports from listeners. They're experimenting with using a lower powered transmitter for 2 weeks, following the use of their regular full power transmitter on certain broadcasts. From April 18th to May 1st, it'll be 300 kilowatts from Plovdiv as usual. And then on May 2nd through 15th, they'll try the 100 kilowatt at Kostinbrod for these broadcasts to Western Europe and North America. 4:30 to 5 in Bulgarian on 7400. 5:30 to 7 in German, French, and English on 11,600. 13 to 14, Bulgarian on 15,700. 16:30 to 18, German, French, and English on 7,400. 19 to 22, those same languages, also on 7,400. And officially to North America, between 23 and 03 in English, Bulgarian, French, and English again on 11,700. They want listeners' opinions on the possible difference in strength and quality of signal comparing the two transmitters. MP3 or MP4 files may be sent along with your written report to frequencies@bnr.bg. The April newsletter from Radio ICDI, the little missionary station in the Central African Republic, says that their frequency is now 6040. That's news to us, as they had been on 6030, but there was a lot of interference from Ethiopia and others. They say, until recently, we were operating only from 6 a.m. to noon local time because of a frequency overlap with other shortwave stations. That was 05 to 11 UT, but thanks to help from HCJB Engineering, they're now ready for 24/7 operation. And the second frequency is on the air for nighttime programming, 3390, between 15 and 21 UT. That frequency has been reported planned for a long time, but this is the first word we've had that it's actually operational. Unfortunately, the other frequency, 6040 in the morning hours, has plenty of interference if you check the HFCC and other listings. Mauno Ritola in Finland checked out 3390 right away on April 12th and was hearing a very weak signal from 2040 until sign-off at 2107. It was a bit stronger the next day, around 2026. Radio Cairo, Egypt is really fond of the out-of-band lower side of the 9 megahertz area. I was hearing them on three frequencies with different programming, 9315, open carrier, but supposed to be Spanish, 9305 is usually extremely distorted in Arabic, and 9290, also scheduled as Spanish. This was around 0130 UT, April 7th. Looking at HFCC registrations, I see there are four other frequencies in that area they are supposedly using at different times of the day, 9250, 9280, 9295, and 9310. I also went through and pulled out all the Radio Cairo English frequencies, since their own schedule has been, as usual, slow to emerge. According to HFCC, 1215 to 1330 on 17870, 16 to 18 on 12170 or 15345, 19 to 2030 on 11510 or 15270. 2115 to 2245 on 5770 or 6270. 23 to midnight 30, 6270. And 02 to 0330 on 9315. I'm assuming that when two frequencies are registered, they're only using one, with the other being an alternate. 6270 is really far too low to be using in the summer to Western North America at 2300. Previously, they've gone up to the 25-meter band. They were on 11590. And the Russians have been trying to scare other stations out of the 6200 to 6300 range, so I wonder if Cairo is still on 6270 for the 2115 broadcast to Europe, or the other frequency listed, 5770. Well, as of April 8th, Peter W. Hansen says he's still hearing them on 6270. Central African Republic may no longer be on 6030, but Radio Oromia, Ethiopia, certainly is. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports it April 10th from 1742 to 1814. That's the station based in Addis Ababa in the Oromo language. Also reported by Mark Davies in Wales, April 10th at 1830, quite regular and at good strength with local music. And also reported by Giampiero Bernardini in Italy, until sign-off around 1900 UT. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1560. Our website will bring you a lot more information, which we summarize on this program, the archive of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ann Finelli in New York, who sent a check in the mail to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. One may also contribute via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com, an address which will also reach us with your written contributions and comments. A Deutsche Welle press release of April 9th says their Ethiopian service in Amharic is being jammed once again. However, Reuters carries a report from Ethiopia denying that that's happening. Previously, Ethiopia has jammed not only Deutsche Welle, but the Voice of America, especially during sensitive times in Ethiopia. More about those stories in the Media Network blog. Voice of Greece was hit by another strike from April 7th to 11th, meaning instead of their usual programming on shortwave, they were duplicating some of the domestic services, mostly music, even more music, that is, than usual, and not all of it Greek. We heard quite a bit of classical music. And on Saturday, April 9th, even a live broadcast of the Metropolitan Opera, parallel but a few seconds off from U.S. stations carrying it. And during the intermission feature, they had voiceovers in Greek, but not during the opera itself. It happened to be an obscure opera by Rossini, Le Comte Henri. In case there are more strikes in Greece, which does not seem unlikely, the Metropolitan Opera live broadcasts are Saturdays at 17 UT on 15630 via Greece, except the very last one, which will be starting an hour earlier at 1600 on May 14th. Manuel Mendez in Spain and I have been hearing Radio Verdad in Guatemala 4055 with announcements in several languages just before sign-off around 0600 UT. I wasn't sure of all of them, so I asked Dr. Madrid at the station exactly what the languages are. He says after the Lord's Prayer, they have IDs in Spanish, English, German, Italian, Swedish, Japanese, and the native language Chorti. Then they close down with brief announcements in Spanish and English before the national anthem, sung by girls. On April 12th, I finally got around to checking the new A11 frequencies for the so-called Voice of Justice, English from Iran to North America, at 0130 to 230 UT. In the previous B10 season, both channels were losers, colliding with other stations, 6120 and 7250. But signing on April 12th at 0130, both were coming in quite well with no interference on the same or adjacent channels, 11920 and 9605. After the opening in English, as always, they spend several minutes reciting the Quran and then interpreting it in English before getting on to more political matters. Arnulf Piontek in Berlin, Germany, the biggest fan of Voice of Korea, says they went to their new summer schedule on March 28th, and he's put together the complete new schedule, which appears in DX Listening Digest 11-15 via worldofradio.com. Until now, there have been surrogate websites for North Korea's international broadcaster, but the Media Network blog quotes BBC Monitoring, quoting the central broadcasting station in Pyongyang, that VOK is introducing its own internet homepage as of April 15th, to be at www.vok.rep.kp. Back in January, we reported that Radio Mexico Internacional was back, not on shortwave, but as a webcasting station. And according to the Media Network blog, a comment from Joylan Curran says they have now added news in English twice a day, and I believe available on demand. Check www.radiomexicointernational.imer.gov.mx. Our listener Eric Hinoff in New Hampshire reports success after many years of trying, picking up the English broadcast from Voice of Mongolia, 10:30 to 11 UT on 12085. And also reported by Dave Valko in Pennsylvania this week to Hardcore DX, so it's a good time to look for it, 10:30 on 12085. Dutch is now the number one language on Radio Netherlands. However, things are about to change according to an entry on the Media Network blog and on the Radio Netherlands website itself, widely quoted elsewhere. Radio Netherlands Worldwide is opting for an international focus, which means dropping their Dutch broadcasts on shortwave, leaving not much else. They've already announced plans to close down the Bonaire relay at the end of next year, but this news says it's also possible they'll be closing the Madagascar relay. In DX Listening Digest, Steve Luce in Texas says that's surprising. I would think it would be an important gateway into Africa and Asia, and there might be serious interest to potential buyers for the station. And they could always lease time to keep some shortwave presence in that part of the world. Keitelvig says, I'm surprised to note that already the majority of current transmissions via Madagascar are for third parties. James McDonnell in Nigeria says the Radio Nigeria Abuja National Station on 7275 is normally on the air from 0545 to close down at 1200 UT. However, they expanded coverage on Saturday and Sunday, April 9th and 10th, covering parliamentary elections as late as 1620. And further elections are scheduled for the 16th and 26th of April. One of the Papua New Guinea stations has reactivated. Ron Howard in California reports the one on 3205, Radio Sundown in West Sepik, was heard April 10th at 1026 to 1058 with an impassioned Christian sermon in English, saying the nation of Papua New Guinea needs to rally and ID'd as Radio Sundown. A lot of religious songs and still on at tune out 1217. It's been almost 2 years since he last heard it. Ron Howard has also been in contact with Papua New Guinea's Radio Fly, which has been hearing many mornings on 5960. But what's the status of their other frequency, 3915? It's been silent for some time. He says the transmitter site for both of them is Kiunga, K-I-U-N-G-A, a port town on the Fly River, about 85 miles south of Tabubil, which was thought to be the site previously. Their radio technician says the 3915 transmitter has been repaired but needs to be reinstalled at Kiunga. And the circuit breaker for the air conditioner tripped and needs attention. And it would not stay on the air because of that. Concerning Radio Free Sarawak, we again refer you to the Media Network blog for a couple of very interesting stories in the past week from Free Malaysia Today, headlined Radio Free Sarawak Causes Shortwave Radio Shortage. And another says the Malaysian government to investigate the impact of Radio Free Sarawak. There's been some confusion about the new schedule for the Sudan Radio Service, sponsored by the U.S., but Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says as of April 11th, the Babcock schedule shows it as follows. At 04 to 05 UT via UAE on 13720. That's daily, and expanded to 0530 on Saturdays and Sundays in Arabic. And at 0530 to 6 on Saturdays and Sundays, another half hour, which is in English. Still via Sinish Portugal, daily at 15 to 17 on 17745, the first half hour in English, but I don't think that is every day. And one more broadcast, which is mostly in vernaculars and Arabic, via UAE 9590 at 17 to 18 UT on Monday through Friday only. The last half hour at 17:30 is supposed to be in English. Via Yumbir Gaviria, the Radio Taiwan International website says they have a number of brand new programs starting the week of April 11th in their English service. The titles are Occidental Tourist on Thursday, Made in Taiwan on Sunday, Sound Postcards on Friday, and two more which were formerly on internet only, Mystical Taiwan on Sunday, and Soft Power on Saturday. Via BCDX, the IARU intruder watchers in Germany have found two Turkish broadcasts on ham bands. These don't seem to be harmonics, so they may be pirates. 10110, heard at 1848 UT, and 14210 at 1723. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports that according to registrations, BBC is resuming Chinese on shortwave April 18th. Four frequencies at 13 to 1530, six frequencies at 22 to 23. I don't have time to give them all now, but of course they're in DX Listening Digest 11-15. And also, again on shortwave in Hindi, which was supposedly being canceled starting April 18th, at 01 to 130 on five frequencies, 230 to 3 on four, and 17 to 1730 UT on four more. There's also been a lot of press and discussion about the implications of BBC World Service cuts and considerable opposition to the idea, even in the House of Commons. And you know where you may read more about that as well. Including The Guardian of April 13th, headline, BBC World Service Cuts Must Be Reversed, Say MPs. That's also in the Media Network blog. We've been noticing WBCQ on the air much later than before on 9330. Ann Lurie Will confirms it's now being run 24 hours a day. And a WBCQ anomaly. Our listener John David punched the WBCQ memory button on his radio 7415 April 6th at 1300 and was surprised to hear it on the air with Glenn Beck, but only on that date. Apparently they were relaying their medium-wave affiliate WXME 780, which in turn was relaying Glenn Beck from Presque Isle on 1390 WEGP. Through a fluke of scheduling, I've noticed that two of our broadcasts on WRMI 9955 do not have co-channel interference from Asia, Friday at 1430 and Saturday at 1400. Several weeks ago, a very active pirate in North America, WEAK, was heard with an announcement seeming to come from an FCC agent saying it had just been closed down, but there were suspicions whether this was real or faked. Artie Bigley has been following this story and finally contacted the FCC agent in Atlanta involved, Doug Miller, who confirms, yes, WEAK was an unlicensed station that was taken off the air and an announcement to that effect was made. A special Medium Wave DX test is scheduled for Sunday morning, April 24th, from KSAZ 580 in Marana, Arizona. Between 07 and 10 UT, it's known as Radio Ebenezer, in Spanish, but with English IDs expected on the hour. Via Mike Terry, The Washington Post reported April 12th, Public Broadcasting's federal funding stays the same, despite Republican-led calls to strip funding from National Public Radio. Public broadcasting emerged largely unscathed in the federal budget compromise hammered out in Congress over the past week. Vatican Radio's English relay via Canada in our mornings, I have confirmed now, at 12 UT on 13730. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 12th. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 15 and 3 on April 29th. Solar flux rising from 100 April 13th to 120 on the 24th to 26th, and then fluctuating no lower than 100 through May 9th. And so concludes World of Radio number 1560. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and we'll hear me again next week.